Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you just heard during the break, a politician, a head of some organization. Let's just call them for what they are, because you know all the well that they're there because they're plants. They're planted there to destabilize, to create confusion. What am I talking about? You just heard the man talk about how they need to normalize the playing field and adjust it for women that want to be men, and they want to be in men's sports, and men that want to be women, and they want to be in women's sports. I mean, folks, you can't make this up. In the brazen forehead, the whore's forehead that they have had towards God and towards the laws that he established in this country are second to none. They truly are. They're second to none. I am amazed that these people have gotten away with the things that they have gotten away with. I am absolutely amazed, to say the least. These are the people that are trying to redefine. These are the people that are trying to revise. These are the people that are saying, God, look, you made a mistake. As if to suggest that they're going to give counsel to the Most High God. These are the ones that are trying to create a world without him. As I brought up yesterday, in part. I mean, folks, these are the people calling the law that keeps us free, if we adhere to it, we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, Ephesians 2:8. We remain free when we obey that law that they're trying to equate to hate. And the devil's laughing at all of this, friends, because that's who's behind his little minions. And it's confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7. If defining the law that condemns the transgressors as hate, here you have the criminal calling, it's like a criminal calling a police officer that's doing his job and enforcing the law as a peace officer, and I'm talking about an upright police officer, it's like the criminal calling him a pig. It's like the criminal calling the law abider a hater for upholding the law against his crimes, because that's what the law does. It exposes the crimes of the bad guys. Romans 3:20. These are the people that are calling guys like me haters and bigots. That's all they can come up with. They have nothing better. That's their retort. And folks, they're irrational. They've given themselves over to a reprobate mind. And the fact of the matter is they're going to pay the piper, but they want everybody else to pay the piper with us, and I'm not going to be a part of that. So, if defining the law that condemns the transgressor as hate, then you might want to ask the question, friends, as to whom is influencing you into believing it to be so. Who's the accuser of the brethren? Satan himself, the great deluder. What does he do? He lies, he steals, he kills, he destroys. John 10:10. And what do his minions do? The same thing. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Read the whole thing in context. That's what we're dealing with now. And Scripture's clear when it says that because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They're warring against him. They're trying to tell you that God made a mistake and this is what we need to do to correct the issue. Right? And what did he say? And change the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into an image make like to the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Isn't that exactly what they're doing? They're saying, well, we just gotta strategize. We gotta pull the playing field down and make it work for the girls that want to be boys and the boys that want to be girls. No, that's ridiculous. God already decided gender, friends. Period. He already decided gender. These are those in Romans 1:22 where it says they profess themselves to be wise and yet they have become fools. And if you read Romans 1, friends, you will see that that is justice sandwiched in between two chapters. They hate God. They're at war with God. That's why they call Christians haters, at least those that practice what they preach. And yet Jesus told us that we're going to be hated for our love. Are you loving on these people, friends, by making reference to the law that condemns their crime? Or are you just winning them over to a Jesus, a figment of your own imagination? A figment of your own imagination. A creation of your own imagination. Because thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. No, you give them the word of God and you lay it on them. And if they repent, praise God. But if they commit the act and they violate that law, then they are to be held according to God's statutes. Period. Period. I am so tired of hearing these perverse reprobates trying to tell the adults of this world as to what they're supposed to do, when in fact these are the same individuals that have been busted and exposed, Luke 12:2, time and time again. 12:2, Luke 12:2. For what? Zeroing in on children. For creating confusion. Anybody tired of this? Because I know that I am. And if you're so sick and tired of it, then quit putting up with it, folks. It's not like they have the law on their side. You have the law on their side. And see, what they're doing is they're pushing and driving a narrative to create a new public opinion so they can change government. And that's what this is all about. And when it gets that far, if you let it go that far, it will be arbitrary. Look to Europe. I've been warning about what this will become in this country if the American people allow this to go on. This will become a Europe. And Europe, folks, is out of hand. They're creating chaos. And who creates chaos? The lawless ones. And who are they? They're supposed to be the ones upholding the law, incumbent. But that's not what they're doing. And I'm talking about what's going on in this country as well. So therefore, we need to understand our place once again and become the law and the government that God has bestowed upon us to be. And in the process of doing that, we can say no more of these subversive reprobates, perverse to no end. And folks, there may come a day where you're going to look back after the Lord judges the Sodom and Gomorrah that you allow it to become, Genesis 18 and 19, where you're going to look back and say, you know what, I should have obeyed when I had the time to obey, but I failed to obey the Lord. And now I wish I had that time back to do just that. Folks, the Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. We're here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Yep, we got it. Thank you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves, right? Or we do think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So I've got much to cover. I got Tim Brown, morning show host, jumping on with me during the third segment. We wanted to highlight some of the information coming down from the WHO. Remember how I told you they were going to regroup and re-engage and assail the people on a global basis once again? Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're passing through to the United Nations, by the way, which was made out of war, remember, out of chaos, create the chaos. Can we create a new world order? Who said that more than George Bush Sr.? Nobody did. And remember his daddy, George Bush Sr., remember Prescott Bush, his daddy? Remember he was the one that was indicted in 1942? Easy to find online for illegally financing Hitler's war. So if you're trying to figure out why you're seeing so many similarities between America today and Germany from the 1930s, well, you might want to consider the source. And also check out Operation Paperclip when you get a moment, and you'll understand that they brought over 1,800 war criminals into the United States and established them in government positions. Okay? Outside of the other ones that were transported to other countries across the globe. Again, we'll cover that on a different day. I have a friend, and before I get to this point that I want to make, I want to show you a video here. But I have a friend that's bringing up the topic of flat earth. And I've been hearing quite a bit about it. And when I look at scripture, I see sphere, and that could just merely mean circle, right? It doesn't mean a round globe. But the more I'm kind of tuning into this, I'm just kind of like, whoa, what is up with this? What is up with this flat earth business? I want to check it out. And it seems that we have a guest coming on probably latter part of next week or the early part of the week after that who's a pro at this. So he's going to bring some information to us and educate us. And I'm curious as to know what he has to say, because it's not just just him saying it. There's a lot of people that are actually bringing this to the surface right now and exposing the lies of NASA and exposing the lies of what we've been told once again. And, folks, that's no wonder here. We know who's driving 94% of the narrative on a global basis, the CIA. And what do? They destroy, they destabilize, they lie, just like their father, because they think they're going to live forever, and that's just not going to happen. Why don't you read Psalm 22? No man's able to save his own soul alive. When you close your eyes, the minute you leave here, you're facing your judge, and you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. And these people want to play with the living God, and they want to test their steel. And yet Moses didn't even do that. He exceedingly feared and quaked in the sight of God in Exodus 20. So they're doing something that is completely unsubstantiated, and nobody's ever done it before, but they're going to go ahead and test it anyways. And they're going to find out the hard way, just like the bad guys that we're talking about right now. So going back full circle, we're going to have a guy talking about flat earth next week, and I've had people cut me down and take shots at me for all that, and I guess I'm supposed to know everything here, but I'm doing my best to stay up on current events that I'm led by the Holy Ghost to actually talk about. And to be quite honest about it, this last week, a guy from the military, I believe he was in the Air Force for decades, and he was talking about the fact that we have been lied to by the government, speaking of flat earth again, and he said there's no way that this is a round ball that we live on. So I'm curious to see what he's going to say, but just letting you know, heads up, either the end of next week or the beginning part of the following week, we'll have him up on the show as well, okay? Because I'm curious. I'm really curious, okay? So let's get to one of these topics, and we're going to cover a plethora over the next two segments before Tim jumps on with us. I want to show you this. We see so much of this. We see congressmen getting pulled over and threatening the police officer. We see judges getting pulled over and then saying, you better know what you're doing, boy, and threatening the police officers. And we've seen this not just once or twice. There's just this whole cycle of these politicians just exposing to the world who they really are, which we already knew if we did it the way that the Lord told us, and judging men by their fruit. Matthew 7:16, Luke 6, read the whole chapter. And so I wanted to kind of bring you in a little bit further. We have a guy here that is a city member, city council member, George Forbes, and he's got some overdue bills, and he's confronted by a reporter, and I just thought it would be important for you to understand how these people think that they're above the law, when in fact, the opposite is true.
Some by noon ones.
Look at this.
Give me some regular. George, you got 1 second? That's why I ask you a question. We're doing a story on tax collecting overdue bills for the city. You notice a number of councilmen haven't paid their water or sewer bills yet.
Cash flow problem.
Is that why you haven't paid yours?
Okay. So he's mocking the reporter. He smirks. He says, cash flow problem. And now he's got a smile on his face, making excuses as to why he doesn't pay his own bills. Okay? It gets better. Just hang on.
It's been about a year since you paid a water bill.
A year. This city council member, George Forbes, didn't pay his water bill for over a year. Now listen to how it turns.
Almost $500.
It's a long way from $2,000 I would have one time.
So you say you are paying off your bill?
No, I didn't say that.
It says here you haven't paid your bill in a year.
That's what you said. I'm not aware of that. No big problem, you know. The city ain't going to go bankrupt.
Well, don't you think it's a bad example to set?
No, I do not. I don't have the money.
You don't have money to pay a $400 water bill?
I do not have the money, okay? Did you hear me?
One at a time.
We
owe $440.
I do not have the money.
You say you don't have money to pay your bill.
Did you hear me?
But your water's still on, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a said representative who's being confronted by a reporter for not paying a water bill. It's been a year outstanding. And because the reporter is pushing the issue, the city council member gets angry about it. This is a representative position, Americans. You think you should be treating his employers like that? I don't either. Now, hang on. He says some expletives here, and I'm going to do my best to catch him, but let's go ahead and watch the rest of this. He gets angry.
Your water should be turned off if you're not paying your
bill.
No,
it should not be.
His water, he's saying to the reporter his water should not be shut off because he hasn't paid the bill. It shouldn't be shut off, he said. Okay. The reporter? Now, here he comes back again.
One of these days, you're gonna
So the city council member, George Forbes, comes back out to the reporter, okay, after he goes in, comes back to the reporter on film, and he says to him, one of these days, I'm going to kick your expletive. Again, does this sound like an employee or an employer? Or does this sound like a bully? Does this represent what you're seeing in governmental positions today? Absolutely. Absolutely it is. They're held to a higher account and higher accountability, friends. And yet he doesn't realize this because he's gone on way too long and way too far in his brazenness and thinking he's above the law. Let's go on here.
One of days you're going to corner me and I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, don't you think that's a legitimate question, George?
Oh, you're not the only counselor. Wait a minute. I gave you a legitimate answer. You asked me about my water bill. What did I tell you?
I said you didn't have the money. But your water is still on, isn't it?
That was my fucking answer.
Sorry about that, guys.
Having their water
tough.
One
of these days you want to call me.
Look at him. He keeps threatening me. I mean, it's crazy. He keeps threatening him. Look at this.
The only one, George.
I'm not talking about him.
That is craziness. That is craziness. I mean, he's just starting to use the F word flippantly on camera. On camera, folks. I love it. This is what, now he's GDing it. And the reporter's just standing there asking him a simple question. And I tell you right now, friends, that if he did not have the camera up to him, he would have hit him already. See, now he's GDing it again and effing this and effing that and get out of my GD face, he said. Is this what these people represent? Yes. Yes. Now he's doing it again. Now he's dropping the F-bomb. Incredible. All on camera for the world to see. Thank you, George. Thank you, George Forbes. I totally appreciate that exhibition of exactly who you are without hiding anything in any sense of the word. This is what Americans need to see. This was beautiful because this is exactly who they are. This is exactly who they are. It is incredible. When our representatives act like they're above the law that they're to enforce against the crimes that they're guilty of, and they don't do it, enforce the law, then you must. You must. This is, wow, that was, I loved it. I totally loved it. I loved it in the sense of he showed you exactly what we continuously tell you that they really are. Has anybody ever seen Donald Trump's roast? Oh, my goodness. You should have heard how many times the F word dropped from that said Christian's mouth. Talking about Donald Trump. F-ing this and F-ing that and F-ing this and F-ing that. Well, people, you're looking at the wrong Jesus. Totally the wrong Jesus. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a bid to avert a government shutdown by Saturday, lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate released a clean continuing resolution yesterday that would keep the government funded through November 17th. President Biden is taking steps to keep from falling down.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80.
UPS set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season, full and part-time roles. Visit jobs-ups.com for more info. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I just wanted to show this to you really quick. You guys all know who this guy is, right? Korn, Brian Head Welch. This is the guy that was in Korn, a demonic band. I mean, no question about it. Demonic. I confronted him at the NAMM show. And it's crazy. Like, for example, they got some names like Freak on a Leash, Love and Meth, Pray, EY, For Me, Coming Undone, Falling Away From Me, The Guilt. I mean, they're a demonic band. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? So Brian Head Welch, he gets saved, he says. And in the process of that, I think he lasts for about a year and a half. He quits the band Korn. And before you know it, he's right back into the band Korn. And so what does he do? He starts to attack what he chose to serve. And apparently it was himself during that time too. And I'm not saying the Lord did not intervene, but I am saying, folks, that if he had the faith, he wouldn't need to... He wouldn't have to try to convince anybody that he's still saved, but the reason he's trying to tell everybody that he's saved is because he wants to believe that he's saved. He wants you to believe that he's saved, yet he's doing the same old, same old. And it's interesting because when I read scripture, and I know that some of you biblical illiterates will say that, Bradley, you're being judgmental. No, I'm loving on him. I'm correcting him. I'm instructing him, and I'm reproving him for his hypocrisy. Okay. The fact of the matter is, if he was saved, would he be doing this? Would he be going back to that demonic band? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right? And you know what he's doing now, friends? He's saying that he went too far. He's got to try to justify his choice by going back into that of Korn. He went too far with the Christian beliefs. I didn't know that you could go too far. And I was just thinking of scripture just a moment ago, and I was just thinking, well, maybe Brian didn't get the memo. You know, like, for example, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Maybe he didn't get that. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Maybe he didn't get that. I don't know. Maybe he was reading a different version of the Bible. But this kind of stuff, folks, I'm jealous over, and it makes me mad. Because this is hypocrisy to no end. How many kids think that this is Christianity? They can go and sit and sing demonic lyrics, go ahead to these concerts, do whatever they want to do, and they're still heaven bound. Folks, that's a lack of Christianity, right? Right? What happened to all things old that passed away? Behold, all things are become new. I didn't know that you become new and then you go back to the old, and then Scripture tells us in Hebrews 6:6 that then you crucified the Son of God afresh. Now, you're a hypocrite and you have no part in this lot. But again, they want to convince everybody that they're saved when in fact they are not. Here, maybe he didn't get the memo in Romans 12:2. I'm just curious. But Brian, it would be great to get him on the show here, right? The fact of the matter is he's playing the rock star again, so he's trying to be above the rest of the people. And I'm not saying that he's purposely doing that, but that's where he's put himself in, that kind of a position. But when you go back to Romans 12:2, it says, what does it say? Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. Maybe he didn't get that memo. I don't know. But when I go over to 2 Corinthians 2, I think of Scripture over there. And again, being a Christian, I'm holding everybody else to the same account because Christ is the standard. Your excuses are not as to why you go back to your sin. As a dog goes back to its vomit. As a sow goes back to its what? Its mire. Doesn't that sound familiar? Oh, Bradley, that's just really harsh. No, that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God, and this is what Jesus preached. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Brian didn't understand what it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? I don't know, maybe he missed that. And what concord hath Christ with Belial, sons of Satan? Defined, Belial. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? That's what he is. He's an unbeliever that doesn't believe. He still says that he's a Christian, but he went too far. Oh, he went too far in what? Quitting and repenting of his old lifestyle? I bet you that's what it meant, and I bet you that's exactly what he's doing. That's what I've gathered from it. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What does the Lord say in verse 6:17 of 2 Corinthians? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. Is there stipulation? Absolutely. And what does it define? It makes distinction between those that are his, the sheep's, and those that are not his, the goats. Anybody that's born of the Spirit, this kind of stuff is going to jack him up. That's in you talk, make him mad. Make him mad. Here's another one. You guys have all heard this guy, Alice Cooper. Isn't it interesting? Alice Cooper, he said he got saved because he's afraid of going to hell. I can't find that in Scripture neither. It doesn't tell us to be afraid of hell. That's the consequence of unrepentant sin towards God. You have it backwards, and that is unscriptural. That is modern-day gospel garbage. It's not scriptural. Matter of fact, what I'll do is just to clarify that for anybody that may have a problem with Bradley right now, which I hope you do, and hopefully this is going to weigh on you until you repent, because that's what the Holy Ghost does, is he works repentance, John 16, starting in verse 8. But when I go over to Luke 12, and it says in verse 4, and I say unto you, friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. He's telling you not to fear man. He said, Jesus did, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Did he say, fear hell? Nope, that's not what he said. Did he say, repent before hell? Nope, that's not what he said. He said, fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. I say unto you, fear him. He's talking about the living God. What did Paul say in Acts 20, verse 21? He said he preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. What aren't you hearing in the modern churches today, in the pews today? Just that from the pulpits, the hirelings in the pulpits today, John 10:12. Just that. Look, we got Alice Cooper here. You know what he does during his shows? He's still doing it, by the way. He hasn't forsaken any of this. Apparently, he didn't see the same scriptures that I'm talking about here. But he actually does a piece where he is beheaded on stage. He's beheaded on stage. Now, where did Alice Cooper get his name? Well, it was supposedly based on Lizzie Borden, a legendary teenage murderess who supposedly, it was never proven, killed by her parents with an axe. Others say that Alice Cooper's name was created by a spirit on a Ouija board. There was a witch named Alice Cooper. Did he change his name? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hey, folks, this is why people are confused, because they take it for men's word. And it's my objective always to go back to the Word of God and say, what does the Word say? What does the Word say? Because it does not line up with their profession. I'll tell you, there's another guy, too. Chris Pratt. That's another guy. He's out of Hollywood. He's an actor. And he talks about his Christianity all the time, I guess, right? He just says the name Jesus and everybody's excited about it. You can almost bet he's bought and paid for as well. Because we know that within the gates of hell in Hollywood, you know, the fountain that spews out its filth on a global basis, it's interesting that he's high up in the ranks over there, isn't it? We know that for every movie that's made, there's another sacrifice given by those that are the actors in those movies. That's a fact. Now, so you're not a part of the club, okay? But Chris Pratt, if you remember, right, remember when he did a movie, I'm thinking 10, 15 years ago, where he said, during one of his movies, he said, what am I supposed to say, Jesus? It was blasphemy, folks. It was blasphemy. This is the importance of staying in the Word, because there's too many people that just flippantly talk about their Christianity, and on so many levels, friends, it's a lack of Christianity. And I'm just bringing it to the light once again, folks. These hypocrites, these just came up on my scroll, and I thought, you know what? I got to call these guys out for who they are. I would love to have them on the radio show. Some of these guys I know, they would never in a million years get on this radio show with you. If I said one guy's name, everybody would know who it is. And he's one of the guys that, he's another one, calls himself a Christian, goes out there, tells his other friends that get saved to just go ahead and play all their old music. They don't want to hear any of your Christian music. They want to hear your old music, which is probably true. But the fact of the matter is, the best representation of who Christ is in us and through us and for us is to actually live for him who died for us, not to die and live unto the old man, because that doesn't make a bit of sense. That's a worker of insurrection. That is not the Spirit of Christ in any sense at all. The message, friends, is you must be born again, period. You must be born again, and that applies to every single one of us, John 3:3, and it's a work of the Holy Ghost. To do what? To create in all of us a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within us. And what is that renewing? What does it look like? It looks just like Christ, because we're built up in him. He is the head of all principality and power. And we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, where our affections are set, right? Colossians 3:1. Read it when you get a moment. For all of this compromise that's going on, we're called to make distinction. Ezekiel 44:23. And as for me and my house, I am tired of the compromise. I am tired of seeing the double life that these men represent. And then they have the audacity to talk about Jesus and how they're going to heaven when they're dying. They have deceived themselves to no end, friends. To continue on in a life of sin, living for the old man rather than the new man, and thinking you're heaven-bound, you have deceived yourself again to no end. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back on the other side of this break, and I got Tim Brown joining me. And what I wanted to cover was what's going on with the... As a matter of fact, I'm just going to pull it up real quick here. I want him to go ahead and give a quick download as to what's going on in the UN. UN General Assembly approves global pandemic. I told you they were going to come back again, folks. Authority was given unto them to lock down with enforcement of powers. And my message to you is the people need to understand the word no and mean it. They have no power over that. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let me go back and remind you that this is one of those topics that we stayed on regardless concerning the plandemic, and it was a plandemic. It's a created crisis, creating chaos so they can create a new world order, and we're seeing that's exactly what's happened. For anybody paying attention, we know a lot of people have died from these experimental jabs. Doctors have died in giving you that information. They are, along with this new authority, they call, which they don't have it over me. They only have the authority if you submit to it. And it's lockdown enforcement powers, and it also includes other disturbing policies within this new authority that's been signed over to themselves. I mean, without the voice of the people, without the vote of the people, it just shows you how willing these people have gone. They think that got it made, and they think they're in absolute control. They think that this is theirs to give to us, and they've got it completely backwards. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover the topic of that Tim Brown just wrote, morning show host, UN General Assembly approves global pandemic authority with lockdown enforcement powers. Hey, Tim, I went through it yesterday, and I actually had my wife read it to me, and I just want you to go ahead and give us a quick download and PowerPoint to the best of your ability, because I'm going to give you the next 5 minutes to do just that, and sharing with the people how far these criminals have gone and how they have, are attempting to create a government that looks exactly like themselves. So welcome to the show. and thank you for joining me on short notice. And go ahead and fire away, my friend.
Yes, sure. Thanks for having me on. Well, this guy, Dennis Francis, he's the president of the General Assembly there at the United Nations. By the way, if you give your vote to any representative who is supportive of the UN in any way, you're giving your consent to be governed by these people, like it or not. And here's the latest thing they've done. They decided to give themselves what you just said there, lockdown powers and a whole lot more. Under the guise of it being, you know, because they care for you, in case there's another pandemic, which they've already said that they're going to unleash on you. And they have 11 countries that were against them. Some people will find it interesting that these are not really Western countries that were opposed to this. Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, the Democrat People's Republic of Korea, Eritrea, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Nicaragua, the Russian Federation, the Syrian Arab Republic, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. All these raised concerns about what they were going to do, but this Francis guy just said, well, we're going to do it anyway. We're not even going to take a vote. And so you have to ask the question, do they even have the, and I don't think they have the peace and prosperity and protection of the people at large in mind at any of this. But here's some of the things that they've said that they're going to do in this. You want a PowerPointed universal vaccination. That's what they want. They want universal vaccination. They want it to be mandated across the spectrum of the countries. The countries aren't going to have a choice about it. The people aren't going to have a choice about it. That's what they want to have. And again, anybody who's looked at vaccinations, there's not a single vaccine in history that's been proven to be safe. And as far as I know, none of the vaccines have been tested with each other to see if they're even effective or safe. So when they tell you this stuff, they're just lying through their teeth. They haven't tested it for any of that. In fact, most of them are poison that's injected in the body. And this is why you and I will refer back to the scripture about, you know, the life of our flesh is in the blood. And that we should guard against those things. That's the very Tim, place for their target.
Tim, let me ask you something really quick about that. Do these people, from your experience and from seeing what you see on a daily basis with the morning show, do these people have any credibility with anybody that you know? I mean, if they had the credibility, would they need to illegally censor the voice of the people?
Yeah, no, they don't have any credibility. They're pushing a lie. In fact, all of this whole health, I mean, I see it. This is the silver lining in the whole COVID, is that it has pulled back the lie that was the healthcare system. Because the healthcare system is not about anybody's health. It's about managing your death. That's what it is. It's death care. They're pushing you not to make you well. Because if they wanted to make you well, they would tell you, stop eating this, start eating that. Put this off. Quit putting that in your body. That's what they'd be telling you. But instead, they prescribe you a pill, which is going to cause you a problem. It's to mask a symptom. It's going to cause another problem. And then they've got a pill for that, too. And so they'll sell you that one, and that's going to cause a problem. And then they've got a pill for that one. So it's kind of like if you took your car to the guy, the mechanic, and you said, I got an engine problem. He says, well, yeah, you got this little engine problem, but you also got this tire problem. So let's fix your tires.
Exactly.
And what you find out is he stuck a knife in your tires so he could sell you more tires. And then while he was putting the tires on, he went back there and drilled a hole in your muffler and says, well, your muffler's bad too. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
they're making you sick in one area to sell you something else.
Exactly, because they're creating dependency. At the end of the day, death. We know that.
Right.
But you know what's crazy about all this is it goes back to creating the problem, coming in and playing the problem solver. They've been
doing this
for centuries, Tim, and the people are still playing dummy down and desensitized to this nonsense. And I think I think it was such an affront this last pandemic. I just, again, I fall back to the question mark. Does anybody believe anything they're saying anymore? And why is it that the American people or anybody on a basis worldwide is actually putting up with any of this nonsense? And as you said, I trust that the people are just going to basically say no to this. Well, I think the people need to actually mean no when it comes to what's going on. What's the next point, Tim?
Well, they want to make their temporary COVID powers permanent.
Of course, we knew that. Yep.
You know, they are the terrorists, and you've defined that rightly as, you know, the intimidation by the government, and they think they are government, and sadly, the governments of the world, even our representatives, have bowed down to them and said, "Yeah, you tell us what to do."
Everyone.
And that's just the wrong approach. Yes, the wrong approach. They need to be kicked off our soil. They need to be defunded, and the United States. If we wanted to do ourselves a favor, we'd send our troops there to remove to clean the whole building out. That's what we would do, but we're not interested in that. We're playing along with them. The third thing they're doing is they're calling for increased surveillance and digital health documents such as vaccine passports. Bradley, you can probably remember back in the early 90s when the Clintons tried to push forward what would have been Clinton Care instead of Obamacare. The nation just said, no, we're not doing that. They couldn't get it out of the house or anything. And now the whole country is just embracing that. And, you know, we had Dr. Elion on Monday morning. He talked about the Nazis and how they pushed the same kind of agenda through with what they were doing. Well, these are just their posterity. You were talking about Operation Paperclip that I heard at the beginning. Same thing. The fourth thing. That they have is a potential social media. It's not potential. They are doing it. Social media censorship of anybody who wants to dissent from their lie about how the condoms got here, what the next pandemic's going to be about vaccines or anything. If you want to disagree with them, then you won't have a voice in social media at all.
That's why it's so important that we get back our freedom of speech, because that's the first sign that a dictatorship is taken over once they begin to censor and suppress, and people haven't figured that out until there's no one to help them. And we can't paint ourselves or allow them to paint us into a corner, but if we're going to do that, sooner or later we're going to lose it all. And once that's gone, just like Washington said, we're going to be led as sheep to the slaughter, and we don't want that to happen. Next point, Tim.
Calls for the pandemic treaty. This is the World Health Organization and the International Health Regulation Amendments we finalized. We've had James Verguste on the show numerous times. You can check out his site called ScrewTheWho.com and also ThePeople'sDeclaration.com. I put up my declaration this morning on Facebook and Rumble, and people can go and see that, and they can do their own and hashtag it so other people speak out and say, no, we're not going along with you, and we do mean we're not going along. And then the final one is this. The people are going to pay for it.
Yep.
It's not just they say we're going to do something and they're going to take money out of their own pocket. No, they're going to steal it out of ours at a cost of $30 billion per year. $30 billion a year. And a large amount of that is going to be nothing but the bureaucracy of the WHO and the salary of Terrorist Teddy there.
That's basically
what's going on with them, yeah.
Okay, I got one more minute. Have you seen on social media platforms, Tim, where people are saying that he's still my president? And I would just beg the question once again to all the people, isn't what he opened up upon the people concerning that levy that broke concerning this pandemic, wasn't he the responsible party for doing just that? Have people forgotten already who's responsible for what we're dealing with today and what has empowered these bad guys to continuously do the things that they're doing against innocent people on a global basis? I'm going to give you the last word, Tim. What say you?
No, they know what he's doing. They sit there and justify it because they'll say, well, if the other guys can do it, then our guys can do it. And they'll justify his lawlessness over the other guy because he's not the other guy.
Yeah, well, and how does that work for anybody? It doesn't. Tim, thank you for the time. Totally appreciate it. End of show. Again, thanks for jumping on with such a short notice. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.